It is time for our elementary update, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. And today we head to St. Charles Borromeo Elementary in Coldwater and welcome in Principal Brenda Mesher.
Thank you.
Things kind of now bursting at the seams, but coming pretty close at St. Charles.
Yes, it is. We were very excited last year at this time. We had 101 students registered, and it was our 101st year since the school opened. And this year we have 117 students. So our classrooms are filling up and the lunchroom's filling up, and it's exciting that you can just feel the energy and it's exciting to be there.
I guess then the question people ask then, why? Well, why is enrollment up?
Well, we have a lot to offer. Small class sizes is a big deal, you know, which I think it all starts with, you know, within our staff, we have such a family atmosphere. And then that carries over to the classrooms, that there's a family feeling, and to the whole school. And then with our parents, we have so many volunteers, and it feels like a family of parents, you know, at the school. And so everyone is there supporting the child, you know, actively, and looking at the curriculum and looking at, you know, how to excel. And with the small class sizes, that helps a lot. And we just have a lot to offer.
For the whole state of Michigan, the last 5 years probably, it seems like enrollments everywhere have gone down, partly people moving out of the state of Michigan. Now that seems to have stabilized a little bit, too. Actually, most of the districts around the area are either holding their own or up a little bit, too.
Yeah, that's exciting for the whole community.
Yeah, it really is. Well, you talked about you know, the lunchroom and everything else. You guys can't operate without tons of volunteers.
That's right. We have volunteers every single day, whether it's just helping in the office. Our PTO group is very active, lunchroom volunteers, playground duty. We have several that volunteer on the playground every week, and they're a huge help to our kids.
Which, again, is part of that family atmosphere, right?
It is. And safety, of course, is a priority. We added a safety gate this year to our playground, so that helps a lot as well.
All right. Let's talk about some of the things that are on the schedule for the month of October at St. Charles.
Sure. We are very busy, and, you know, our kids are so active in the community as well. We have students who are in the Tibbetts play coming up, soccer fields, football fields, you know, you name it, and someone in the school is probably on that team. But we have MEEP testing next week starting, you know, same as the public schools, and our PTO is going to be providing some snacks for the kids just to help get them focused and excited about the testing. Later in the month, we will be visiting the corn maze up in Union City, so our kids are going to be excited about that. And we have dance puppet show and, of course, Halloween, which includes the parade and a party right in our gym. Our students actually are coming up with ideas for a theme for the float, and then our PTO will vote on those themes, and then the class will earn a prize that have the winning theme. So they're excited about that for the month of October.
All right. So busy, busy times to start the school year at St. Charles.
Yes.
And you guys actually got a you got the quick start on the school year before everybody else, right?
We did. We started before Labor Day. And even those 4 days, even if it was only 4 days, it helped a lot just to get into the routine and schedule.
And obviously, parents like that schedule, right?
I think they do.
Because you get out a little earlier, right?
We do. Usually about a week before the Coldwater Public Schools. Yeah. So it evens out throughout the year. But,
Well, great. Well, keep us up to date as we go through the school year, right?
All right.
Brenda Mesher. She's the principal at St. Charles Borromeo Elementary School in Coldwater with us on this edition of our Elementary Update.